Our broadcasts from the area county fairs this year are brought to you in part by Southwest Insurance, Kerry Harding of Canby, SMI Hydraulics Porter, Texas Best Barbecue, The Dryer Doctors, Montevideo, UFP Miniota, WD Tours, West Con of Holloway, Clear Pathway, Junk Removal, Austin Moan, Schmidt Egg Sales, Sawearable Designs of Appleton, Sandhill Mills, Pete and Brittany Haugen, Purus, Strand Agency of Dawson, Triggerstead Seeds, Warren Triggerstead, Canby Sportsman's Club, and Granite Falls Cenex.
Well, let's head up to the Swift County Fair in Appleton in full swing, and here's Paul Ramo.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, broadcasting from the live from the commercial building here at the Swift County Fair. Beautiful day. Come on out and enjoy the fair. Stop by our Q92 booth. We're located in the commercial building. You can sign up for register for prizes that will be given away on Monday. And stop by and say hi. Hey, we have a special guest in the booth with us right now. She just won the pie contest in the Chuck Brown building. And congratulations to Lisbon Borsgaard from Appleton. Congratulations, Lisbon.
Thank you so much.
Well, when they said you took first place in the pie contest, what went through your mind?
I was really excited because this is the first time I baked a pie before.
Your first time you baked a pie and you won a contest?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you can bake a pie for me anytime, Lisbon. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, we just had the pie contest. Now they're doing the pie social. Pie Social is going on right now it starts at 2 o'clock and it goes till the end. They had a lot of pies, and Lisbon is one of them. And tell our listeners, Lisbon, what pie you made.
I made an apple pie.
An apple pie. All right, now you got it. This is the first time. This is amazing to me. That was awesome. We judge by appearance, texture, and taste. Talk about your crust making. How did you do that?
Well, I made it with my grandma, and
And did you roll it out?
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, did you use real apples?
Yes, they're from my grandma's apple tree.
There you go. See, I knew it. And when I was judging it, I go, those are real apples, not an apple from a can. So, you're smart, right?
Yeah.
Did you put some cinnamon in it?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, what else did you put in it with your apple pie? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Butter, lard?
Yeah, we do butter and lard.
You do real butter, both?
Yeah.
Okay.
And sugar.
Sugar, too? A lot of sugar, right?
Yeah.
But here's my notes. I'm going to just read some of my notes that we just did. The crust was amazing. Look, the appearance of your pie was amazing.
Thank you.
Talk about that. Do you get it baked perfectly?
Yeah, we start it at 250 for 45 minutes, and then you bring it up to 350 for an hour.
Ooh, I did not know that. That's how you bake a pie, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then the taste was amazing. There was 5 apple pies in your category. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, there was 5 apple pies in your category, and you had a great taste to your apples. So, awesome. Fresh apples off your grandma's tree, huh?
Fresh are always better.
That's right. tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where do you live and where do you go to school?
I live in Appleton, Minnesota, and I go to Lacaparra Valley High School.
Okay. What grade are you going to be in, Lisbon?
I'm going into 8th grade.
8th grade. You just beat some ladies that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So what activities are you involved in at school?
I'm in golf, and I'm going into track this year.
Okay. I cover golf, you know, and I cover track, so hope to see you out there, okay? Anything else? Do you have your family here with you today?
Yeah, I have my aunts and uncles and my family.
Okay. I think I asked you this when we started the interview, but you had to be excited when you heard that you won.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Did anybody scream? Did your mom scream or anything?
No.
No? They just got happy, just a little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, well, congratulations. You got a plaque, or what did they give you for first place?
They gave me 2 bowls that say Grand Champion on them.
Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Bake It with Sugar, Champion Baker, Swift County Fair.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Lisbon. You going to do it again next year?
Yeah, I think so.
What are you going to bake, a different pie, apple?
I think I'll bake a new one this time.
Okay, my favorite is blueberry. You remember that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
All right, that's Lisbon Borsgaard. Did I say that right?
Borsgaard.
Borsgaard from Appleton, going into eighth grade at Lac Qui Parle Valley. She is our grand champion in the pie baking contest here at Swift County. And speaking of Swift County, gotta remember Sammy Kershaw. It was not, will not be tomorrow night. Will not be at the Chuck Brown Building, but Eclipse is filling in for him. That's just a major change here at the Swift County.
That's Exile.
Exile. Yeah. Sorry, Exile.
Exile.
All right, I got it right. Eclipse. There's a band called Eclipse, right? Okay.
There is, but that's not them. That's Exile. They had a lot of country hits back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And let's head back over to the Swift County Fair. Here's Paul.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, broadcasting once again live from our fair booth here in the commercial building at the Swift County Fair here in Appleton. Come on over. It's just a gorgeous day. A lot of people here already. And just a couple booths down from us is one of our fine advertisers here on Q92, WD Tours, Wes and Karen Anderson. And Karen joins us. Welcome back to the Swift County Fair.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you and Wes and a lot of other people have been traveling all over the place this summer.
We have been. It's been a fabulous summer. Had a lot of great people.
Talk about your Alaska trip that you just got done with.
Alaska, this is our 27th group that we've been blessed to take up to Alaska. The beauty of Alaska never gets old.
Never gets old. And you've been up there.
We've been up there 28 times.
28 times. Never gets old.
Never gets old. We see something different every time. You never know what wildlife is going to appear. This year, for the first time ever, we saw puffins.
Puffins? What's a puffin?
A puffin is a little tiny black bird with an orange head, a white head and an orange beak.
Oh, okay.
They're gorgeous.
Very rare?
Very rare for up there. They used to have them, and then they left, and now this year they came back to one tiny island.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So, yeah.
See some whales at all?
We see whales, yep. We go on a whale-watching adventure.
Okay.
So we do that out of Juneau. We see some on our cruise ship when we go through the Inside Passage, typically. We do a whale-watching adventure out of Juneau and saw some there. And now, then we go down to Prince William Sound also, where we have a 26 glacier cruise. And a lot of times we'll see one or two down in that area, but they're more prominent in the other areas.
Awesome. I like your slogan, WD Tours. Our business is
going
places.
Yes, we love to take people places, and we go places that we love and hope the people we take with us in turn will love them.
Well, I hear a lot of great things about your tours.
That's awesome.
For sure. All right, tell our listeners, what do you got coming up here?
Well, our next venture is the Minnesota State Fair.
Ooh.
Opening day. We're going on Thursday. So if anybody wants to join us on that one yet, give us a call as soon as possible to get signed up for that trip. We spend the day at the fair.
Okay.
And then a few weeks after that, we're going to be going out to South Dakota, out to the Badlands area, and we're going to go to Custer State Park and do the Buffalo Roundup.
Oh, I hear that's really interesting.
Last year was the first year Wes and I have gone because we weren't teaching, so we could go, and totally amazed at what they pull off out there and herding up all these buffalo. And in addition to the Buffalo Roundup, we're going to go up to Deadwood and do some of the sites up there. We're going to stop at Doll's Chainsaw Art there, too. A couple of former students get to see them out there, and that sign-up deadline is on Sunday, so we need to get both of those, State Fair and Custer, people signed up here in the next few days.
Okay, and you can do that. Can we stop by your booth?
Stop by our booth here or send us a text message, 320-297-0122, and we'll get you signed up for those trips.
Okay. Anything else?
We have a lot of other ones coming up. We've got a one-day trip down to Stillwater this fall for a riverboat cruise, Minnesota Vikings game in November. Another one this fall is Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the big ones we've got, we literally just sold out this morning on our Nashville at Christmas time.
Sold out already.
Sold out on that one, so that one is sold out. So if anybody wants to go, we'll take a waiting list on that one. January, we're going to be going to Hawaii.
Why not
Hawaii? Then we're going to go down to the Pink Shell in Florida. Pink Shell Resort's a beautiful resort on Fort Myers Beach. And we do the Minnesota's Twin Spring Training.
Okay.
In addition to their academy, we go to the academy down there that the Twins have, which is a great different viewpoint to the Minnesota Twins down there.
Oh.
They teach the Twins players how to manage their money, family finance, how to be a good member of the community they serve.
Oh, wow.
And that was really cool. We do some dolphin adventures down there, some shelling.
When is that again?
That one is February 25th to March 4th.
Okay.
So next summer we're going to do the Ark and the Creation Museum.
Oh.
We're going to do
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
That's down in
This
Missouri?
Particular one, yeah, no, not Missouri. This one, we go out, it's by the Cincinnati area.
Okay.
Yep, a little town out that way, and everything is located relatively close to each other in Williamstown,
okay.
Kentucky area, and we do the Creation Museum and the Ark out there. Beautiful explanations of, if anybody isn't a believer, you come away being
a believer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alaska again next summer, and we've got 27 people signed up for that one already. This is a long way out, but a year from this February, so in February 2028, we are planning a trip up to Alaska in the winter called Frozen Trails and Dancing Skies.
You're going to Alaska in the winter?
We're going to Alaska in the winter.
Oh.
And we're
going
to stay for two nights in igloos that are the bath. You've got the full bathroom in there, the beds, and...
Actual igloo?
Modern-day igloo. And it's sky. The top is wide open.
Okay.
So you can see the northern lights from your bed.
Okay.
And if you fall asleep and you want a wake-up call for the northern lights, the place we stay at gives you a call and says, get up and look. The northern lights are shining.
Wow.
And then we're going to do the start of the Iditarod. So that'll be fun to see that whole area.
Okay. Have you ever done a winter, Alaskan winter?
No, because of our teaching career.
Yeah, you're retired now, right?
Yeah, we're retired now. Wes still drives bus. I don't coach. I sub between Appleton, Madison, Dawson, and high school.
Okay.
And then we do our trips that work for us now with that.
Okay.
And then next spring we're going to do a different one that we haven't done either, Pella Tulip Festival.
What's that?
So Pella, Iowa does a tulip festival.
Oh, I love tulips.
And that one too, the beauty of the tulips in the springtime down there will be amazing.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we're going to do a stop in Amana, Iowa too, and have some of that great Amana food.
How do you find all these places that you've gotten? Years of experience, I suppose.
We go scope everything out.
Okay, you and Wes go first to scope it out.
We go first to find things. Like in a couple of weeks, he and I are going back down to Florida to scope out a few other things for our Florida trip that we've looked at but not serious enough before to go scope them out for future.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, you want to stop and visit with Wes and Karen? They're just in the commercial building here, right?
That'd be great. We'll be here today till 9 o'clock, tomorrow 11 to 9, and Sunday, I believe it's 11 to 4.
Yeah. How do you get a job like that, I was wondering? How do you get a job like that where you can just travel around all over and scope things out? And, that sounds pretty good. I like that idea.
It's a good job. Yeah. We're in year number 41 doing it.
Rough job.
So,
41
years. Yep.
All right. All right, Karen, well, thanks for telling us what's going on.
Thank you, Paul.
Maynard might want to take your job someday, it sounds like.
You might want. It's amazing how many people call and want to know how many openings we have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people want to contact you. You have a website?
We do. We have a website, wdtours.com. Facebook, follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook, we post everything on there first.
Okay.
So check us out on that, or give us a phone call, 320-297-0121. Or 320-297-0122.
All right. And you're going to be at the Rockefeller Fair in a couple weeks.
We will be at the Rockefeller Fair also. And we'll be there during the day because we won't be at school.
There you go. How's retirement cheating you?
Wonderful.
Good.
We love it. We loved our jobs when we did them, and now we love what we're doing too.
All right. So, stop by the WD Tour booth here. A booth. One booth, right?
One booth.
It's a great booth. They got great pictures. You want to see pictures of the Alaska trip or Hawaii trip? It's there.
We've got them.
Beautiful photography you guys do, too.
We've got good things to work with.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Karen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Maynard.
WD Tours, our business is going places. Love the slogan.
Thank you.
We should have a slogan, Maynard, for Q92, or do we have a slogan?
Yeah, we do. Big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, right?
There you go.
Been our slogan for a few years now, Paul.
Yeah, it's my first day in radio, so. All right, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, Maynard.
A broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads,
Dawson Tire Company,
Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gertis.